Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Hello, my friend. Hello, hello. I would love to offer you a way of thinking today whenever you come up against something that makes you feel bad. And by feeling bad, I mean inadequate, as if you're not doing enough, as if you've not figured something out that you should have figured out by now. Whenever you feel that perhaps you're lagging behind, I want you to consider this question. Okay. I recently met someone who is amazing on social media. She's so natural. She loves it. It's like a true Dr. Water. She's in it all the time. She's sharing so much. She's on the TikTok. She's on the gram. She's on the things. And she's so good at it. Truly. I mean, I love observing her because it's so fun and she's so funny. And the way that she tells stories and just captures so much magic on her phone, I think is really, really cool. And I know it's not me. It's so interesting because I swear not long ago, maybe even up until a year ago, if I was observing someone like that, I'd go, gosh, I should really figure this out. I should notice that creepy, creepy little word. It creeps in. I should figure this out. Oh, I should have someone help me with social media. I should. It turns out I'm 40 years old now, my friends. I know a thing or two myself. I know who I am and I know who I am not. I'm always learning, of course, but I know that I am not the social media pro, expert, lover who's on it constantly creating content. I love social media. I'm so grateful for it. But to be the person who is the star on the social media platforms, that's not me. I don't want to be on my devices that much. I don't feel enthusiasm when it comes to creating reels and creating all these videos that people see. So how I think about it now is this. I mean, this is just one example. Maybe someone's showing up in your life and they're amazing at cooking, amazing at their style of parenting, amazing at planning trips, whatever it is. The question or the thought that perhaps you could entertain today, which is what I've been doing, and appreciating this in its relaxed, gorgeous truth, is when you see someone doing something that you admire or think, gosh, that looks cool, maybe I should be doing it, think, yeah, but she or he can't do what I do. They can't do what I do. And look, it's true. When I spoke to this friend of mine, I was like, you are so good. I love watching you. I'm like, to me, it seems like that requires a lot of energy. And she's like, no, it doesn't. It's so fun and easy. And I'm like, aha, excellent. You're doing what you're meant to be doing. And I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. And I was speaking to her about running a membership. For example, I was sharing about Self-Coaching Society, which I love so much. And I was like, you know, I love having my membership. It's so amazing. I love the people. I live for it. I live for the live calls. I live for it. And she was like, wow, that sounds really hard. What it is that you do, taking care of all of these members. So my friends, the next time you see someone who's just totally crushing at something, think, yeah, but she can't do or he can't do what I do. Don't discount what it is that you've got because you're celebrating or admiring someone else. Celebrate them, admire them, maybe take something, take some inspiration, take an idea, run with it. Sure. But don't let it discount what you do so beautifully. Think about it. You go down the street, Whole Foods isn't competing with Emporio Armani, who isn't competing with the cafe down the street, who isn't competing with Reebok. We all have something magical to offer. And so often we turn a bit of a blind eye to our unique offering when we're focusing our lens on other people. My friend, she can't do what you do. Until tomorrow. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-more.com. That's info@suzy-more.com, and we'll get you set up with access.